Do you feel like once you start eating, you can't stop? Are you eating healthy salads all day, but then binging on junk like pizza and cookies at night? Are you having cravings even after eating a full meal? If so, you're probably doing things like trying to be more mindful at mealtime, understanding your triggers, or processing past experiences and painful emotions through things like therapy and journaling. And if these things have been helpful, but they haven't stopped the behavior, there's a reason for that. It's because these tools are designed to help build more awareness around why you binge, but they're not designed to actually stop the behavior. So if you want to know what does stop the behavior, then sign up for my free 3-part series called Wired for Weight Loss, where I'm going to be sharing my 4-step roadmap that me and my students have used to stop binge eating and achieve as much as 70 pounds of lasting weight loss. So go to rashondyates.com/eatwithbalance to sign up, and I'll see you on the training. You're listening to the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast, the place where women leaders, founders, and CEOs come to break free from binge eating so they can have more peace, energy, and make a bigger impact while enjoying the foods they love. If you're like most mission-driven women who struggle with your weight, chances are you have experienced holding yourself back because of fear of what people are going to think or say about your weight. And if this is something that you've struggled with, you're not alone. Many smart-driven women struggle with feeling like an imposter or like they can't fully speak up about what matters to them for fear of what people are going to think about them. A few weeks ago, I did a Facebook Live talking about why this is actually a good thing for you when you think about it in a certain way. You can actually leverage your fear against itself in order to cultivate the courage that you need, not only to make a bigger impact in the world, but also to change your relationship with food. Because you already know this. In order to get out of your comfort zone, you must be courageous. In fact, Maya Angelou said that courage is the most important of all the virtues, because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently. So in this Facebook Live, I'm sharing how you can cultivate courage by leveraging your fears against themselves so that you can stand out and make an impact the way that you are meant to make while actually creating the relationship with food and your weight that you desire. So let's go ahead and dive in. So the women that I attract are women who are really making an impact in the world. You know, they're making a big impact and they're out there doing things. They're on, you know, bigger stages. They are really wanting to be the change that they want to see in the world, right? But if you are holding yourself back because of your weight, you know, this is something that I can really relate to. And so I'm going to talk about this today, but I'm going to talk about it in a way that you might be surprised by. So it's going to be, I'm really talking about how this very thing of being fearful of showing up is actually going to be your secret sauce for success, for not only in your mission in the world, but also can actually fuel weight loss success for you. And I'm going to talk about how you can do that as we go through the live. But, you know, this is something that I've heard so many times, you know, foregoing opportunities, foregoing those, you know, whether it be media opportunities or even for many women, just social opportunities, like just going out to be with your friends, you know? And I know, I went through that same thing for a long time where I was just fearful of what, you know, how people were gonna think about what I looked like. And maybe you've experienced this too, or maybe you felt like, you know, who am I to say that? Who am I to speak up about this? Because people are going to look at me and they're going to think, well, she can't even control her weight. So who is she to say anything about this? So These are all things that I've heard. These are all things that I've experienced. So if you have ever experienced these or felt the same way, trust me, you are not alone in that. And, you know, just because you have figured out so many things in your life and like, you have this ability to create success and results when it comes to your career, when it comes to your mission, you know, building your business or going after those promotions and all the responsibilities on your plate. Yes, you can take care of all those things and everyone else, but because you haven't figured this area out yet, that does not mean that something's wrong with you. All right. It does not mean that you're a failure. It doesn't mean that you're a fraud. It simply means that there's a blind spot that you have, and I can help you with that. So let's get into this. So, you know, you might be experiencing like a sense of being undermined in your confidence, or maybe you feel like your message is diluted somehow or watered down. And so you might have experienced this feeling of like, who am I to do X, Y, or Z when this is an issue for me? Also, you know, many times for women who suffer about emotional eating and struggles with weight, there's also that feeling of shame that can lead to like isolating even further and just kind of suffering in silence and feeling like this is something that you need to hide. And this is one of the big reasons why I have made it my mission to speak up about my own personal battle that I went through with binge and emotional eating and my own weight for so long, because it's so important to me to destigmatize these issues. And so if these are things that you've ever experienced, trust me, you are not alone. All right. And it's not your fault either. All right. Society has definitely historically placed a lot of value, in my lifetime at least, on thinner bodies. I was actually watching this very odd YouTube discussion recently about the whole Ozempic, I don't know what you want to call it, crisis. But the documentary was, there was a woman, I can't remember her credentials, a board certified, blah, 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 I can't remember, but she was talking about Ozempic from her expertise. And, you know, it's something that apparently a lot of people in Hollywood, a lot of celebrities are using to quickly lose weight. And, but within, in her like conclusions about it, she was talking about just how so many of us actually look at our bodies as like trends, you know? And so there are these trends, like it's not always been that thinner is more valued and better. Like actually for these last few years, there was a trend towards like this slim, thick physique, right? And a lot of these trends are started by celebrities. Really, I don't even want to mention them because I just think it's a lot of nonsense. But, and so, yeah, like there was a time, like when I was growing up, especially, and so, you know, maybe a lot of you can relate to this, but I am 41. And when I was growing up, it was definitely the thin aesthetic. That was what was in, that was what was acceptable. And, there were, you know, so all of the guidance for people who were growing up as a teen in the 90s, like I was a preteen in the 90s, and, you know, it was all about how to be thin. And I talked about in the book that I was recently published in, I talked about, which the book is called, Finding the Light Within, 9 Inspiring Stories of facing our darkness and embracing our inner light. And I talked about this book called Girl Talk from the 80s that, you know, it was talking about if you can put your, touch your finger and your thumb around your waist, that that means you're good. And if you can't, that means you have quote unquote work to do. And so, and I remember just my heart sinking because I was apparently not thin enough. Right. And of course, you know, there's an image of the ideal body on the cover, and it is a thin white woman, a thin white girl, rather. And so I was always trying to measure myself up to that aesthetic, you know, and then fast forward 20 some odd years, and I was still not measuring up in so many areas of my life. And I know that there are so many people who can relate to this, and that's why I speak about this topic. And here's what I want to share is that when you put yourself out there anyway, when you show courage and put yourself out there anyway, that is the very thing. The thing that allows you to step forward and say, you know what? I'm not sure if people are going to accept me the way that I am, but I'm going to do it anyway. Because I'm going to do this for myself, and I'm going to claim that spot for myself, and I'm going to put myself out there anyway. The courage that allows you to do that is ironically the very same thing that allows you to be able to release your weight when you use it for that intention. So what I mean by that is, like, some people, they don't have an intention of losing weight, right? And that's fine for them. You do you. For me, my intention is to be the healthiest that I can possibly be. And, you know, research demonstrates that when we have, when we are in a healthy range for our bodies, a healthy weight range for our bodies, that gives us so many benefits, like more energy, more mental clarity, better performance, less disease, longer lifespan. So I want all these things for myself. And maybe you want those things too. What I want you to know is that it is 100% possible for you to have those things for yourself, even if you have struggled with them for decades like I once did. At my highest weight that I measured, right? Because if you're anything like me, you know, I used to kind of get a little vagueness when I didn't want to face something. So I would, you know, I stopped weighing myself at a certain point. And I didn't start weighing myself again until I put my attention back on weight loss. And when I did that, the highest weight that I remember being was 252 pounds. And, you know, at that weight, I was personally miserable. I could not move very well. I felt lethargic, and I felt a lot of sadness, you know? And I think that sadness was partially what got me there, but I think also being there contributed to a lot of my bad moods, you know, because I couldn't move as much. So exercise is something that contributes to a healthier mood. So, and this is all just from my personal experience. Some people, you know, they seem to be able to move their bodies very easily at a higher weight. So, you know, that was just my experience, but that was one of the things that gave me the motivation to want to create something different for myself. So, like I was saying, the very thing that causes you to put yourself out there, despite maybe not feeling good enough right now, that courage to put yourself out there anyway, is ironically the very thing that's going to allow you to be able to create the weight loss results that you desire. Because when you're putting yourself out there, even when, you know, maybe not everyone's going to accept you, what you're doing in that moment is you are accepting yourself. You know, even when you may not completely 100% like what you see in the mirror, in that moment, you're accepting yourself as you are, and you are putting yourself out there as you are. That is an act of self-acceptance. That's an act of self-love. So one of the things that I hear, and one of the things I used to think as well, is like, you know, people always say, love yourself. Well, how do you do that? Well, one of the things that my mom said so many times when she was on the planet, she used to always say, love is an action. She always said, love is a verb. You know, it's not just something you say and you pay lip service to. It's something that you do. And I never got that until I really discovered that, you know, when I take care of myself in a powerful way, in a way that says, you know what, this is something I'm doing for me, regardless of how other people are going to accept me or reject me or respond to me. This is me showing up, accepting and loving myself. And so when you speak your truth, when you speak up for the things that you care about, when you go after those opportunities that that arrive at your doorstep, even if in the back of your mind you might be thinking, you know, but I haven't lost that 10 pounds yet. When you go for that opportunity anyway, in that moment, you are being brave. You are stepping up in courage in that moment, and you are taking an action that tells your subconscious that you love yourself. So by taking action, just the way that you already do in your life and all these other areas that you've already been thriving in, that's exactly how you're going to show up for yourself in a way that's going to allow you to release the weight. Now, something that often comes up for women when they try to do this, because you might say, okay, well, I've already been doing that. I've already been putting myself out there. And what's happening is then I'm going home at the end of the day and I'm emotionally eating and I'm binge eating. So why does that happen? And the reason why that's happening is because as you're moving through that discomfort that you know is necessary for your growth, right now you haven't figured out yet how to do that in a way where you can still feel safe in your nervous system as you are expanding out into that growth. And, you know, we have needs, right? And one of the needs that we have is a need for to feel safe. And so one of the things that we do is we soothe ourselves when we don't feel safe. We numb ourselves. When our nervous system feels like it's just freaking out, you know? And for me, what I used to do was I would pick up food in an effort to numb myself, in an effort to soothe my nervous system. And so as you are being brave and stepping out there, the question is, how can you do that in a way that allows you to get out of your comfort zone, but feel comfortable in that discomfort so that you're not needing to use food as a solution for that comfort, because you do need a solution for that discomfort, for that nervous system being dysregulated in that moment. Like, you need a solution for that. You do. But right now, what you might be doing, it's just not working, right? So what I came up with is a four-step way, which I didn't develop this four-step system, but what I do is I go through these four steps that I adapted, that I learned from Buddhism, that allow me to be with that feeling of discomfort, move through it, and then come out on the other side without being in reactivity. So I do have a free audio that takes you through those four steps. If you'd like it, you can get that at rashondayates.com/cravings, and you can download that for free. So what we talked about during this live is about how we really can flip fear on its head and really embrace it by being courageous. And instead of shrinking away from opportunities, actually stepping out and expanding into these opportunities. So it's really about continuing to do what you're doing in expanding and living into your mission and being the change that you want to be in the world, but doing that from a place of courage and knowing that, you know what? You're enough as you are to step out just as you are, not when you lose 10 or 20 pounds, but right now, to be able to go out there and share your message and make the changes or be the change that you want to be in the world and have the impact that you want to have in the world. And when you do that, embracing the experience of discomfort, you're going to learn to be comfortable in that discomfort. And I can help you do that again if you download that free training. So you can either go to rashondayates.com/cravings or you can DM me and I will send you the link directly. Thank you so much for catching this live, and I will catch you on another one. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have gained any value from this episode or from the podcast in general, then I would really appreciate it if you would leave a review on iTunes. It is such a big help. It helps me to reach more people. And if you did gain any insights, I would love to hear your takeaways and how you're implementing these tools. Over on Instagram, you can follow me at Rashonda Yates and send me a DM and let me know what you are using, what you're taking away from the episode, what your ahas are, things that you're seeing differently. I love having conversations with you over there. And until next time, I'll catch you on another episode. Bye.